I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Love at a three, no. Long board, Bulls, Porter has it. Ball game is over. Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win. 108-103.
Yeah, the Bulls,
you gotta love it.
I thought we ran well. I thought we tried to get it up and down. I thought our energy was really good. I thought our ATO execution was pretty good. Yeah, you know, 23 assists on 42 buckets, so I think it can be better.
Oh, it can be better. That was Jim Boylan on March 10th. That was the final call from the last Bulls game that was played. There might be more Bulls games to be played, and there might not be. And judging from your response to Joe Kelly's Twitter poll, you don't want there to be. Trust me, I get it. I'm Dan Bernstein, midday, 9 to noon here on Sports Radio 670, Monday through Friday, live and local. Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times is on Twitter at @JCowleyHoops. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Were you surprised at the results of that poll? Because I got a kick out of it because I totally understand it, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Twitter poll, so you take it for what it's worth. And I was surprised it was that many people just don't want to see this product anymore. You would think with this big gap of sports and live sports that we have, anything would be yes, yes, just give it to us. And that was not the case. They're like, no, we're good here.
I also think that part of it is the fact that we've got the tantalizing possibility of what's new and fresh, considering the new regime. And it would feel almost backward to be like, oh yeah, let's go back to this. If it happens, I can't for the life of me figure out how it would even be possible that Jim Boylan would be retained by this new group. How are you closer to winning a title? And how do you send a message to Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr., Zach LaVine, all these young players? You had mentioned before on this show and elsewhere that there's been some real talk in some of these meetings that have gone on with the new guys. And how can you listen to what they've had to say and then be like, yeah, well, here's another handful of games where you're going to have to deal with this guy? That is trust that's shot that you're never going to get back.
Right. And look, here's what's going on behind the scenes. From the people I've talked to and the sources I've talked to, they're ready to move on from Jim Boylan. Now, the thing in this is timing and how to do this. And, you know, the NBA's reached out to beat writers for each team, whether it's through PR or their own, just to get a survey of which beat writers would be willing to go to Orlando if they get this thing up and running for all the teams, not just, you know, because they don't know really what the format's going to be. If you're Jim Boylan, the best-case scenario for you is there somehow a play-in tournament with all the teams, and he goes on a deep run and really impresses his bosses, and somehow the players show some joy. That's Jim Boylan's best-case scenario. The problem is it's probably not going to work that way just when you look at the logistics of the timing of how this thing has to be spaced out and all the moving parts that are being brought to Orlando and the fact that they probably want to have as few as people to keep an eye on as possible. So what I think is they're just going to go with a postseason or maybe a postseason play-in 7 through 10 And again, that doesn't involve the Bulls. So what you have with this front office is they have to say, okay, ideally, we've talked to the players. We've publicly come out and said the two things that are most important to us are players first and winning. Jim Boylan doesn't check either of those boxes. He just doesn't. Fair or unfair. I mean, he's throwing his job on, well, I did what was asked of me. I established an identity. I established an identity. They wanted a defensive identity. I did that. You did.
Yeah, the identity's kind of bad at basketball. Bad and
well,
dumb
here,
is
the
identity.
Thing. There's two things. They did have they were top 10 in defensive efficiency, but it was kind of a gimmick defense. You go three guards out there, you're going to get steals. You're going to steal turnovers from the other team. You're going to steal possessions from the other team. So your defensive efficiency is going to look good. But let's look at the back line. Let's look at the defense at the rim. They were terrible in rebounding. They were terrible in blocked shots. They were awful in opposing field goal percentage inside the paint. I mean, so, yes, you did steal possessions and have a high defensive efficiency, but you didn't have a great defense, and you didn't win games with that defense. Those are the two indictments on him. So I see what he's doing and how he's trying to spin it, but the decision, from the people I talked to, the decision is all but made. This is just trying to say we gave him the fairest look. We gave – as small as the sample size was, we watched how he interacted with the players. We watched how he coached, if it is 5 games or 15 games or however the format's going to be, and we just don't think it's good enough. And we respect that Michael Reinsdorf and Jerry Reinsdorf and John Paxson like this guy, but we're going to go ahead and move on from him. That's the ideal situation of how they want this handled. It's just a matter of tact right now. The decision's made. It's just a matter of tact. Saying we are giving every department a fair shake and everybody a fair chance, as long as their contract wasn't up May 30th, which obviously was the case with Tanaka and Respert and guys like that that they moved on from.
I was going to ask about that. So that was strictly the convenience of having the contract date then?
The Tanaka one was obviously they want to bring in their own medical people. His contract was up. Chip is a Paxson guy, is an old school guy, and is going to stay, obviously. And so Tanaka, unfortunately, just had bad timing with his contract and the fact that this front office wants to bring in their own medical guy. So, there may have been some other things that went into it. But when you talk to the players, they all like Jeff Tanaka. I think he has a good reputation around the league. He'll find a gig. The Respert thing, yeah, Sean Respert wants somewhere else and I think wants to go the coaching route of college. And I think wants to be a head coach, but there were other things involved there. And Jim found out that Sean was not happy, went to media people to express that he was not happy. And Jim had a say in that of, hey, let's get rid of this guy because, they gave him control of the coaching staff for now. And that's a move he decided to make. But Sean was not happy with the direction of what assistant coaches were allowed to say, how much input they have. And it was kind of a mutual thing, but Jim made sure that Sean wasn't around anymore.
What else are you hearing on the medical side? Because I think that's critical, and it's not a sexy thing to talk about, but it's really important. And I know that some of these teams look at it as one of the pillars of their business. Is it still going to be Midwest Orthopedics at Rush as their partner, or are they open to revamping the entire medical side?
I think they're open to anything on the medical side. I know, in Denver, Arturis has talked about kind of what they did on the medical side, and they felt like they were not groundbreaking, but they felt like they had a good feel of how they wanted to do things. And, the Bulls, I know that, with the quote about player development and only one person doing it from Eversley, and he said he was shocked. And that's one department. They were behind in many departments. They were behind the times in many departments, including medical. And so all of that is being looked at, and they're still trying to go through and sift through and see what they want to keep and what they want to steal from their old organizations or from other organizations. And the idea that you have someone coming from New Orleans and you have two guys from Denver and one guy from Philadelphia, and before that San Antonio, gives them a lot of different perspective of how they think things worked best in their old locations. And so I think they are still sifting through. But the one thing they're finding is the Bulls department wise, we're behind across the board on the basketball side of things. The business side of things, the public relations side of things, stellar. But the other things, the things that matter, where the product is actually in the standings, winning or loss, they were behind in any of those. And so I think they're still sifting through. But I think everything is up for grabs, and everything is going to be debated as far as what relationships they want to keep and which they want to move on from.
So it's sounding like some kind of bubble finish here, where however they're going to do it with whatever number of stripped down teams that remain, that they can all shoehorn into this Disney facility. What's being debated here? What's being negotiated by both the league and Disney, and the league and the players, as we get three parts of this massive lift for finishing up the NBA season?
Right. I think the Disney thing is obviously locked in, and that's been reported that is, has the best complex, that has the best lockdown bubble where you can, you know, Vegas is a little too, you know, you got the Thomas and Mack, and there's two basketball courts there, obviously from Summer League. But there's other things that are a little more spread out. You need accommodations on the, you know, so-called campus or Vegas. Yeah, you could put so many people in the Cosmopolitan, but do you trust who's coming in and out of the Cosmopolitan? It's just a little dicey, so, and no pun intended. So I think Orlando is the easy choice. Player safety, obviously, is first and foremost. You know, like I said, they've contacted beat writers and the hardcore media from each city to see if they, you know, just to get a poll and a head count, you know, and ask me if I would be interested if the Orlando thing opens up and the Bulls are involved. And I think they just want to get an idea of how much media they'd have to accommodate or how many pieces they'd be moving to that. And it sounds like you'd go down there and you'd all pretty much be locked into the same campus. And however they want to do it, whether it's all the teams and they get those five games to appease the TV contract, or they play out the 15, which I don't see the 5 or the 15 making sense because you're bringing in too many teams and too many people and too many moving parts. But what I think you'll see is either the play-in tournament where it's 7 through 10, or they'll just start the postseason. And, you know, they have to get – they're still figuring things out, and I think they're still waiting to see what Major League Baseball does. And, you know, I still think they're waiting to see what the – you know, obviously the Euro League closing on Monday is not a good sign. So they want to get this done. They want to have a championship. They don't want to have an asterisk. And – so we're just all kind of waiting to see what happens at this board meeting, the governor's board meeting on Friday, where they should have some more clarity of exactly what they want, who they want, and how many teams they want down there.
What I can't figure out about this bubble idea, and I know the NHL is wrestling with this too, we're going to talk to Michael Russo in our next segment about some of that, is it sounds like you could do a bubble, but then you think about everybody else, and say you get 10 teams or whatever it is in Disney. Mm-hmm. You've got the hotels. The people who are making their beds, the people who are washing the sheets, the people who are arranging for the food, they live somewhere else in the Orlando area. Right. They're not going to be putting up the regular workers. They're still going to be going home to their families and coming back. Are they then going to be temperature checked or tested every time they arrive? And even then, you can get somebody who doesn't have a fever and is totally asymptomatic who could be carrying and spreading.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specifics of that. You know, I mean, I would just be guessing. But I would, knowing the NBA and knowing how kind of in front they've been on this, you know, being that first league that said, you know, we're shutting it down. I would think they would try and make player safety and the fact that they've had some players and big name players affected by this. I think they would do what's the most safe. And if they could keep workers on campus, if workers are willing to do that, they do so. If they can't, and these guys have been, and women have to go home, I think there'd be daily testing or temperature testing. You know, they want to keep this as few, like I said, a few moving parts moving into this bubble as possible. And that's why I'm anxious to hear the time frame. Are they going to shorten everything or make kind of a, you know, best of three thing to get people in, get people out, and hope there's no collateral damage from it? So, I think all that stuff still has to be answered. You know, and then people have to be willing to do it, too. And that's going to be interesting if a player feels he's high risk. And, you know, it's not like I think the NFL is going to bully their way through this and basically tell their players because of the way the contracts are set up and nothing is really guaranteed except for, you know, a few people on each team. They're going to say you come and play and you go by these, or you don't play and you don't get paid. Well, the NBA can't do that. So they have to massage this a lot more than the NFL is going to eventually have to do. You know, the NFL can kind of bully this thing to happen, and obviously college football can too. The NBA is not in that situation. So I'm anxious to see what model they come up with, what plan they come up with, and what people are comfortable with what they come up with.
Joe, before we let you go, what is going on with draft preparation then? Assuming that they're going to have the draft lottery and the Bulls can figure out where they are in this, and now there's new scouts, there's new eyes, there's new thoughts, there's completely new hands in charge of this roster. What do we know about their current draft prep?
You know, they've kept the college guys that they had in place for now. They've kept the pro scouts that they had in place for now. You know, your Jim Paxsons, guys like that are in place and have done Zoom meetings with them. You know, again, they're sifting through each department and deciding if they want to, you know, if, unless there's a contract they have to decide on, they're going to play the waiting game and see what they get from each person. So, and then they're also bringing all of their ideas and their intel from the organizations they, I mean, you know, it isn't like they just started, you know, going through the film of these guys. I mean, this has been, you know, you start scouting guys as soon as the college season begins. So if a James Wiseman doesn't have a lot of film because he only played three games, you're hoping that you had scouts at one of those three games Memphis played and you saw something that you liked in him. And so, again, you know, I did a story on this last week. They feel good about where they are from the college standpoint because they're bringing in intel from three organizations, and plus they have the Bulls intel because they currently have guys that were still there. So they feel like intel from four different places, and you bring that together and you kind of sift through it and say, okay, this is what we like, this is what we don't like about each guy. So, you know, how that's going to play out, obviously, are they going to have to do interviews over Zoom meetings with these college kids? Are they going to bring them in and actually put eyes on them? That remains to be seen, and I think you're going to see all that kind of bumped and moved to August. Dan, the one thing that when you just look at this, the one thing that's becoming obvious is that we will be starting next season in December. I mean, just from a time standpoint and the way this is going to kind of drag out, I think we have forever seen a change of the NBA schedule. Because once you walk it forward and go to December, it's hard to walk it back and not limit the amount of games. So I think what you're definitely going to see is the NBA calendar, as we know it, is going to change. And it's just a matter of how it's going to change and when this draft's going to actually happen. But they feel good about, you know, having the intel that they're all bringing together and the eyes they're bringing together. And so I don't think that's a big concern. They actually feel like it's an advantage for them.
Joe Kelly, thank you as always. Be healthy, my man.
You too, my man. Take care.
That is Joe Kelly of the Chicago Sun-Times. So we heard from Bob Nightingale talking about baseball. That was Joe Cowley giving us a reset on basketball. Let's do the same for the third sport we were discussing early in the show, and that's the NHL and hockey. Michael Russo of The Athletic Minnesota and KFAN is going to join us with all that information. He's next on The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute, sponsored by Home Advisor. Find trusted local pros for any home project. It's hard to believe MLB is bickering over cash because ratings for the match were, as expected, outrageous. A charity golf foursome involving Charles Barkley's trash talk and Tom Brady's split pants was the highest rated golf event in cable history. Now, these are cable numbers, not golf on network TV, but still it shows the interest in watching sports right now. If MLB botches this, it shows the ultimate lack of perspective. This is not pointing a finger at either the players or the owners. It's both. You have a captive audience likely staying home for much of the summer and drooling for baseball. And if you don't give it to them because of decimal points, you lose. This is Damon Amendolara.
Right now. At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day, from brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gumout Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. you could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
Do you get into bed and find your mind still going? If so, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's liquid melatonin. It's made with an optimal level of melatonin for no next day grogginess. Pure Z's liquid melatonin, because sleep is a beautiful thing, at stores now.
Oh, my stomach.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
Try new Pepto-Bismol Chews, the same fast relief of Pepto-Bismol, now in a delightful chew.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This segment is brought to you by North Shore University Health Systems.
A reminder from North Shore University Health System. You play a vital role in slowing the spread of COVID-19. Staying at home, frequent hand washing, and social distancing all help. Learn more at northshore.org/COVID-19.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
A message from your locally owned AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. While we have your car, employees will wear gloves and sanitize the interior of the car upon completing our service. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For the latest on COVID-19, turn to News Radio 105.9 FM WBBM. You'll find quick updates of critical information at any time. Just ask your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the Census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the horn from the good ship Blackhawk will sound. The horn sounds, the singing begins, and the Blackhawks will go to center ice and salute their fans, exhausted but victorious.
That's the last time you saw or heard any Blackhawks hockey. A 6-2 win over the Sharks in Chicago on March 11th, courtesy NBC Sportsnet. So let's get the latest on what the NHL is trying to accomplish with some form or fashion of resumption of the season. Michael Russo of The Athletic Minnesota and KFAN, who's on Twitter at Russo Hockey, joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're all hanging in and just like the rest of us, waiting as the dribs and drabs of information start to come out. And I think when you had a long form discussion here with really a very informed guy in Devin Dubnyk, where he says, not so fast. There is a lot that has to be done. That we were maybe on that NHLPA vote, a lot of us got the impression that it was something that it was not.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, you know, Devin, like, my gut still says that they're going to play this summer. I think there's a lot of pressure to come back, even though I think it's for minimal revenue and things like that. But I think what Devin is trying to just say is, like, you know, I think there's just this belief out there, not just by fans, by the way, but even media, that when the NHL announces its 2014 format later today or tomorrow, that it means hockey is back. And what he is saying is, and what really has not been reported well, is that there actually is going to be another vote needed by the players to approve starting training camp and actually coming back to play. That the vote the other day was just for the format. But now is the hard part, is coming up and we saw a little bit with the protocols yesterday for phase two of what it could look like, but what will testing be like? Who pays for that? What will this quarantine bubble be like in these alleged hub cities? And what will be the restrictions in terms of these players being able to leave? Where are they going to eat? Who is quarantined in this bubble? You know, the one thing that Devin points out in this story that I thought is really accurate is, you know, what is the point of having a quarantine bubble with staff and NHL folks and players if you're going to let housekeepers go home to society, hotel clerks, bus drivers, custodial staff, IT people, all the people that are needed to put a hockey game together? If they're going home to their families and then infiltrating the bubble, then what's the point of restricting the players? So, you know, what he's saying is that there's just a lot of unanswered questions right now, not to mention – you know, the economics on how this is all going to work in terms of the amount of money that's needed to put these players up and feed these players for weeks on end, compared to the minimal revenue that they're going to make by just putting games on TV with no fans in the building.
Baseball has decided that the culture of chewing and spitting, whether it's tobacco or sunflower seeds or gum or everything that goes on in some of these disgusting dugouts, simply cannot. And if you know what happens on an NHL bench, it's pretty much just as gross. And we're talking about saliva and snot and blood and guys pulling their teeth out and guys, you know, taking off their gloves and sweat just pours out of their gloves. What can they actually do to rein in some of all that spread possibility? Because hockey benches are just disgusting.
Yeah, they are. It's so funny when you were saying that. Like, I was envisioning in 2005, I was covering a Marlins series at Wrigley Field, and I think one of the most disgusting dugouts I've ever been into was the visiting dugout at Wrigley. When I walked in there after a game that the Marlins had played there, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't even want to step anywhere. So it's just funny that I'm doing this interview in Chicago, and I kind of thought back to that. But you're right. I mean, I was talking to the Wild equipment trainer the other day, and he was talking about the amount of towels that he has ordered because of even just stuff like, you know, stuff you don't think about. Like, obviously, in this, after the Wild have essentially had the mumps like three or four times, they've changed a lot of their hygiene habits. They have their own water bottles and things like that. But even on the bench, guys share towels just to wipe their, you know, sweat off and perspiration and evaporation off their visors and just stuff like that you don't think about. But in hockey,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.